And the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Mark and Linda Kent will not be here this weekend. We're going to try to fill in for them the best we can. It's myself, Matt, Sean, and Shailen. And I believe Shailen wants to start out with some constitutional verbiage.
So it always kind of amazes me that we can sit and talk about all of this kind of stuff that's going on, and it's our founding fathers did a great job of documenting everything that's going on. And if you want to look at what happened to get this country going in the very beginning, all you got to do is pick up, go to Sean and pick up a constitution, a pocket constitution, or just even read, find one online or something like that, and start reading the Declaration of Independence. And it talks about all of the grievances that original 13 colonies had, and why the 3%ers, or the 3% of the nation, decided that they had had enough of British rule, and started the Revolutionary War, and we have the United States. And if any of you think that all this stuff is brand new, you are extremely, extremely wrong in that line of thought. And so why not we just take a little bit of time and we'll just start reading passages out of the Declaration of Independence. And if you want to know more about what's going on, and you can compare everything. Some of this stuff is just, it's dang near spot on with what's going on right now. And this comes back from, 1772, 1774, 1776, 17. This is 2020. And it's the same thing. So how did those guys take care of it? Well, read your Declaration of Independence, read your Constitution. And you'll have all the answers you could ever get about what's going on. So, yeah,
the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights are probably the three most important documents that we have as Americans after the Bible, in my opinion. They're take about an hour to read them all, so I understand why people don't. But most people I meet have never read them.
Just read a one amendment or one section at a time.
Yeah. Who doesn't have an hour right now?
Right.
You could hit me up. You could hit me up.
Well, if you don't know your rights, you can't stand up and defend them. I mean.
Right.
All right. We got a special guest, a pathfinder in the state of Jefferson, Mark Baird. How you doing?
Hey, guys. How are you doing today? Great show earlier. I was listening to the whole thing. You guys are doing a wonderful job. Thank you for doing it.
Thanks, Mark.
You're welcome.
I was just calling in because I just have a thought about all of this, and I'd like to get all your opinions on it. I think that, first of all, as people, we're very easily diverted. We look at the virus, we look at CARB, we look at the assault on Second Amendment, we look at the courts not working, we look at the jails are full, we need to have some sales tax. You can't stand in line with more than one person, you can't go to church, you can't do this, you can't do that. And our problem is that we pick these fights one at a time when really there's only one fight, and that fight is the loss of liberty.
Right.
And when we look at, and you guys were talking about the Revolutionary War, and that's very poignant because history, people say, well, if you don't know history, you're doomed to repeat it. That's not true. History is constantly repeating itself. It constantly repeats itself because human nature never changes. And so when you look back to the earliest biblical times when the Israelites were begging God, give us a king, give us a king. And he says, you don't need a king. You have me, for one, he says. And he tells them, you have judges in your communities, and, there's no great deal of lawlessness there. Why don't you just govern yourselves and look to God for your answers? No, we want a king like everybody else had. So he gave him one. He gave him Saul, and he tyrannized him for the rest of his life. There was a time in history when the Israelites had a panic. Death was coming to the land of Egypt. And by the way, how did they get to Egypt? There was a famine. And so they ran to the nearest dictator and said, you can rule over us as long as you feed us. And he enslaved them the pharaohs enslaved the Jews for 400 years after that. And so this history constantly repeats itself. So now we have the virus as the excuse. Oh, someone rule over us, but give us a vaccine. Tell us what to do. We'll stay home. We'll pay 10 times as much for gasoline. We'll give up our liberty. We'll give up our freedom. We'll give up our Lord. We'll give up our religion. We'll give up our freedom to speak. Just make sure we have food and money. In other words, if you vote for me, I'll give you money. And that's how it went in Rome. That's what destroyed Rome. They devalued the currency. Mm-hmm. They got people addicted to sports. They threw money and bread down into the Colosseum. And pretty soon people said, I will vote for you if you give me money.
Yeah.
They start running out of money.
So well, I want to throw this
out. They're putting zinc in the gold. And pretty soon no one wants the gold anymore because it's worthless. I mean, that's what's happening today. Our loss of liberty is the problem, not a disease, not a union, not a city council, not a county supervisor. We have allowed our liberty to escape us.
Well, yep. Mark, I want to throw this out there for you because you're dead on, and as far as I'm concerned, you're a legend, by the way. That's why I support Jefferson so much, because it's not just one single issue being addressed. It provides an opportunity to reset the rule of law. I mean, whether you're a logger, a miner, a farmer, a Second Amendment supporter, Jefferson provides the opportunity to reset the rule of law. And
yeah,
that's why I'm such a big supporter. And I thank you for all the hard work you're doing. And you know, I can tell you the headline that I was looking at from a Young Americans for Liberty. In Kentucky yesterday, there was a protest for people pushing the government to reopen, and they were met with snipers on the building across the street. Our government is afraid of the armed population. They're a paper
yep.
tiger, and we
yep.
just have to realize we have to stand up and say no more.
Yes, but here's another issue that I'd like to hear what you guys have to say, and I'll just take my answer off because I don't want to invade the show. But we all stand for Second Amendment guarantees. We hold these truths to be self-evident, and that our rights are inalienable. And those truths don't have to be shown to us. They don't have to be given to us. They are truths. They were truth before government. They will be truth long after government has passed away. And that is that we have the inherent human, God-given right to defend ourselves, our family, our communities, and our liberty from tyranny. That is a God-given, pre-governmental, pre-constitutional right. But here's the problem. It doesn't do us any good if one or two guys die in the driveway, sitting in their lawn chair with a Remington because the government came to get them. That's not a force multiplier. What we need right now are force multipliers. We need small groups to form of community watch organizations and those groups to liaise with other groups until finally, the people of Jefferson have a force multiplier that the government cannot ignore. And so I urge everyone, form your groups with your neighbors, talk quietly, community watch groups, groups that watch the government, groups that maintain surveillance over those that would tyrannize them, liaise, learn, train, communicate, until finally we have enough unified voice to demand constitutional behavior and demand the state of Jefferson and win.
Hey, Mark, before you go, could you give us a quick overview of the CFR case?
Yeah, the CFR case has been the Ninth Circuit decided not to hear the arguments orally. That's how courts steal your liberty every single day. They've decided not to hear the arguments orally. Oh, we have enough paperwork already to decide based on the paperwork. The case is now under advisement in the Ninth Circuit. You don't know what's going to happen because the Article III courts, by the way, have suspended the Fifth Amendment right to due process indefinitely because of the virus. You know, we have an emergency here, the virus, and you don't deserve liberty during an emergency. A California lawmaker just wrote a letter to the governor. You don't deserve Second Amendment guarantees because, you know, we have an emergency now, the virus and everything, and so So courts have suspended due process. The Baird versus Becerra case, we've been, the case was filed over a year ago. The arguments for the motion to dismiss were heard 6 months ago, and the judge has not even ruled on the motion to dismiss yet because, you know, the virus, and we're really, really busy here.
Yeah.
Justice delayed is justice denied, I think Terry likes to say.
Yeah.
Amen. Anyway, thank you, guys. God bless you all, and please keep up the good work. And once again, we need force multipliers. We need for people to gather. We need for the people to unify with a common voice that cannot be ignored. Ignore the rabbit hole. Alice has a million of them, and she's trying to get you to go down the carb rabbit hole or the virus rabbit hole or the union rabbit hole.
Right.
But really, the only hole that matters is the hole where our liberty was flushed, and we did nothing to stop it, but we can fix that.
All right. Thank you, Mark. It was great hearing from you. If you want to stay over, that'd be great, but we got to go to a break now.
Okay, well, I'll let you guys go because you're doing a great job on your own, and I don't want to invade the show.
You're not invading.
I will be with you. No,
thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
My mother.
When they're starving for a meal to eat, when they simply need a place to make their beds, right here underneath my wing, you can rest your head. On that day when you need your brothers and sisters to care,
happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
In these uncertain times, do you need a much-needed break from cooking? If so, let Mary's Pizza Shack take care of you with their to-go delivery, curbside pickup. Mary's is offering to-go beer and wine at a special discounted rate. And as always, they have their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salads. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From Mary's family to yours, please be safe.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. You're listening to Sovereign Minds. And Sean, you had some very interesting you'd like to bring up.
Yeah, my mother-in-law, which I appreciate, she's out there listening. She sent me an interesting text. April 19th, 1775 was the shot heard around the world. So that means that today is the anniversary of the Revolutionary War.
So if you guys go back and you read your Declaration of Independence, then you'll know exactly exactly why that shot was heard around the world. There will be no disputes about it.
Principles that all men are created with equal rights and obligations to defend themselves from tyranny. But without the consent of the governed, there can be no government. There is no higher authority than our own good judgment and common sense. And this consent is the privilege of every citizen to give, and their inalienable right to take away. Not just every 4 years, but whenever oppression threatens liberty.
And that worked out great, because what I'd like to read, that whenever any form, this comes right out of the Declaration of Independence. On the first page, it says that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles.
Well, we're there as far as I'm concerned.
And so it states that we have a job to do. We don't get to just sit back and do nothing now that we have a government. They're not supposed to sit there and just coddle us and baby us and give us everything. We have a job to do. We have to police them. They have to answer to us. We have to hold them accountable. And the way we do that is voting.
Well, that and calling them out publicly.
And I mean, calling them out, absolutely.
That's why.
Writing them letters, calling them. Yep.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we got the mainstream media behind a lot of these, I don't know, I can't say that word on the air, but rabble-rousers.
Well, hey, we got propaganda.
Propaganda machine, yeah. Hey, we got a caller. Art, what you got?
Yeah, hi. I got in a little late here, so I don't know if this has been brought up. It's been on my mind since I first heard it. This governor is going to take $75 million in tax money, and he's going to write a check for $500 to 150,000 illegal aliens in California because Trump was smart enough not to cover them. And what I want to know, does anybody there know, can any governor legally do that? And if he can, is there any party or any organization that could take him to court and try and stop that kind of lunacy?
Well, that's what we tried to do with the petitions that were being signed to impeach Gavin Newsom, was that he's already committed felonies in this same respect. When he's given him medical care, when he's, with our tax dollars, when he declared us a sanctuary state, those are felonies, and this is another felony. He's aiding and abetting, and you cannot do that. If you or I did it, we'd be personally held accountable, and so he should be as well.
Well, the system is so far broken that there's no accountability. That's one of the reasons why I'm so vocal with law enforcement. As much as they hate me for speaking out, there's no enforcement of the rule of law above their heads. The system's broken, whether you're talking issues of local corruption or state-level corruption. And you're right, that is a felony. But then again, they've created an environment where the average person, according to the Wall Street Journal, commits 3 felonies a day without even knowing it, because the laws are so overbearing and so vague that if they really want to bust your chops, they can.
Yeah, I forgot. It's on the tip of my tongue. I don't think it's Article 1, Section 8, but it's in the Constitution. It says it's illegal to harbor and aid an illegal alien. So that's a felony.
And that's what he's doing. He's doing it with our tax dollars.
And that's what he's doing. And if anybody out there thinks that he's only going to give $500 to 150,000 illegals, I think they're dead wrong, because that's only a drop in the bucket of how many illegals are here.
Does anybody know, is there some conservative organization or some political party that can actually take this guy to court?
No, I want to reiterate that there should not be any state organization, government organization, that's going to take down the government. If you have a problem with things, the whole point of it is it's we, the people, are the organization that takes down this kind of tyranny. And if what you're saying is projected correctly to enough people, and what Mark was saying, is that then you have a force multiplier. The more people that understand what's going on, which is why we have these programs, then you have your force multiplier. You go out there, you say what's going on, you either agree with it or you don't. If you agree, then you stand up, and you're going to have more and more shoulders next to you, the more that people start getting it. And those who went out there and bought themselves a new firearm, which I applaud, that is amazing, you bought that because you're afraid of people coming in and grabbing your stuff, taking what you've worked your butt off for. So that doesn't mean that you stop there. You bought a gun, great, but you ain't done. You got to keep going.
Well, everybody needs to be active in resisting. The solution is to begin noncompliance. We can do that peacefully, and there's going to come a point where they'll force that fight. I mean, it gets back to the forced vaccination conversation.
And Art, there is a petition. There's actually two of them to recall Gavin Newsom right now. You could look that up online.
There were. I don't think those are going. I think that's expired.
Oh. It's expired, but there
are. Well, I signed the original one. And I think probably a lot of people in the North State would have done the same. The question is, the rest of the state probably did not. So my only, I'm not a legal eagle, but I am thinking some organization, somebody should be able to take a decision like that to court.
Well, I believe groups like Judicial Watch have been. But see, the system is so broken that it no longer matters what the rule of law is. Those in our government are not held accountable to the rule of law. It's been that way for at least a decade now. And the illegal immigration issue, that serves the broader agenda. They're foreign invaders who are puppets for a system to overthrow the Constitution and the rule of law here.
One of the greatest explanations of that was I watched a thing from Chris Ann Hall on the genealogy of the Constitution. And you can, since we've got a zillion things to do in our lockdowns, you can go back on YouTube and pull up Chris Ann Hall with a K and watch that particular one. She's got a ton of them, but she's brilliant with the Constitution. And one of the best ones that I watched from her was The Genealogy of the Constitution. And she explains, like, how we got to the Constitution. It's not just something they pulled up. It's a conglomerate of all the other things like the Magna Carta and the Citizens Act or something else.
Well, there was a prior Constitution to the one we have now.
No, those were Articles of Confederation.
Right.
Not necessarily a Constitution. But this was even before all of that started. You know, you're talking like 200-300 years of living under a king to get back to this spot. So watch her, watch that particular show, video, and you'll have a better idea of just exactly what's going on with this illegal immigration, and what they're, you know, what you do. Because she did a great job of explaining it.
Hey,
well, my guess, gentlemen, is this: if this stuff just passes off without a ripple, and I don't care what kind of action is taken by who. If it just encourages more the same down the line, and somebody is going to have to step up. And I don't think you're going to get a majority of citizens in this state, which are largely now non-white citizens, to vote against this guy. So I'm not a lawyer, but I'm thinking the only chance is a legal challenge. It's amazing to me.
How about the state of Jefferson?
Stuff goes on the air. Yeah. You never hear another thing about it.
No, Jefferson is our solution. It's the only solution, and it's going to happen whether it comes peacefully or it comes as the result of them collapsing the system.
So, and I agree, Art. We got to take legal action first, and then if that doesn't pan out, then we have to.
All right. Well, thank you for your time. It just bothered the hell out of me.
You got
it. And kind of stuff goes on.
And Art, we have Terry coming up. He might be able to answer some of your questions a bit.
I'd appreciate that too.
Okay. Thank you, Art, for calling. Hey, Terry.
Thank you.
Terry, what do you got going, buddy?
Answer, I guess, the question before. When I was on hold, I couldn't hear what was going on. But actually, what the governor has done is broken the law. It is a felony. It's United States Code, Title 8, Code Section 1324.
There you go.
Okay, and what that is stating is that you cannot shield or harbor an illegal alien. Well, that's a felony. Now, people are talking about taking them to court. Well, what happens when we take someone to court? Will we take them to court We sue them and take them to court. They use taxpayer money to fight us, the government does. Then we raise money to fight them. So we're paying both ways. The deal is he needs to be arrested for a felony.
Yeah.
And he also violated the Constitution of the United States, Section 8, Section 8, Clause 4, because the rule of naturalization was given to the federal government, which means the state of California has no jurisdiction. And by issuing an edict of a sanctuary state, they've gone against the Constitution, which is insurrection. Mm-hmm. They also went against the Constitution in the state of California, because Article 3, Section 1, specifically states that the United States Constitution is the supreme law of the land, and that California is an inseparable part of that. So, again, the governor has violated the California Constitution. That isn't solved by taking him to court. That's solved by arresting him. Impeachment is not an issue. Basically, being arrested for a felony should be. There's a lot of things going on with Jefferson, gentlemen. Your program has been great. You guys are amazing, and keep up the good work.
Hey, Terry, who can arrest the governor?
The Attorney General of the United States of America.
And if the Attorney General refuses to do his job, what would be the step to take there?
Well, let's wait and see once some things are done over the next few weeks what Mr. Barr does. Why don't we wait and see on that one?
All right, hey, Terry, do you want to stay over the break and get back with us?
No, you guys are doing great. I'll just do your thing. It's been wonderful. Amazing young men.
All right. Thanks, Terry.
Thank you.
We got to take a break now. You're listening to Sovereign Minds on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
All right.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back. You're listening to Sovereign Minds on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And we have a couple callers on the line. Richard, you're up first. What do you got for us?
Hi, guys, again. Hello, guys. I'm still waiting for next call and give us a story because that's important for the self-defense of each individual. So, hey, so a quick reminder. I detailed on the radio very recently how the sheriff and the DA are under the thumb of the California government. I detailed all those laws. So, you know, unless they're willing to jeopardize their careers and their paychecks, they're not going to help us at all, obviously.
Yeah, I agree. The sheriffs are under the thumb, but they don't have to be. They're elected by us. They don't answer to the governor, the attorney general. They answer to us.
Well, you're right. Constitutionally, they should answer to us. But, again, I detailed the legal, how that was usurped legally by the state. But my other point is I'm researching through some nationwide lawyers. I'm trying to get information on citizens' arrests for federal crimes. I'm only getting preliminary information right now. There does not seem to be any judicial precedent for that. But that doesn't mean it's not allowed nor prohibited. I'm trying to get further information on that. Me personally, being a former military police officer, I have the training and the tools necessary to go do a citizen's arrest, whether it be for state crimes or federal crimes. I'm just waiting to get further information on that. And that stuff does happen. In 2017, I believe, there was citizen's arrest of a city council somewhere in the United States. I don't remember where, but there's a YouTube of it. They YouTubed it, and they arrested everybody for violation of the Public Records and Open Meetings Act. So and I think the next step is going to be here, hopefully pull the pin pretty soon and start doing citizen's arrest for federal crimes and deliver them to the federal courthouse here in Reading. So.
And that's
great show, guys. I'll get out of
here. Richard, that's the kind of stuff that we need we could spend days and hours, months and years talking about what's going on and what violation this and violation that. What we need is to find out just exactly what we can do other than just pay attention and vote. But the voting side of things just doesn't happen fast enough. And that's one of the problems that we have about getting things turned around is Americans are extremely impatient people.
Well, unless you're going to elect somebody like Ron Paul, there's no real change. I mean, look at the Republican Party of California. What have you people actually done in the last decade to prevent this despotism being shoved down our throats? What have you done?
And we have another caller, Troy. Welcome to the show.
Troy, you're up.
Hey. I want to know if I can get some information about the rallies that are supposed to be held in Sacramento tomorrow, the 24th, on May 1st. Do you guys have any confirmation or information about that?
I believe it's at noon at the Capitol. I've seen several different ones that have been posted on social media. There's one tomorrow at noon at the Capitol, and I believe that there's one on the 1st on the Capitol. There's multiple groups trying to organize stuff like that. I would say if you're from Jefferson and you go down there, fly a flag at Jefferson, man. Get our message out, because Mark Baird's right. We're fractured because we're being pulled to fight different fights, and when we need to unify behind a common solution, which is Jefferson for us up here in the north.
Yep.
Okay. That's about all you have then. All right. I'm going to go. I'm just going to fly Jefferson flag.
Okay. Maybe Rally Sally could call in and give us more information on that. I know she.
I'm trying
to look it up right now.
Thank you.
We'll get back to you. Thank you, Troy.
Our wonderful Rally Sally. She's been in Facebook jail before.
Oh, she's always in Facebook jail. That's how they said that. It's all about a game of manipulation. They block you. Me and you, Sean, have had a couple of conversations about the illegal immigration thing. And I can tell you what, I get booted off Facebook all the time because I'll get called a fascist bigot.
Attaboy.
And I'm not willing to tolerate that because, you know what, fascists were socialists who manipulated racial division to empower the government, and screaming that at a libertarian who's advocating for limited government. It's just about playing on the ignorance.
You already know they don't have an argument when they start calling you names as a defense, right? As opposed to a counter argument, they go right to name calling.
We got
that's all they have.
We got Sally on the air. Sally, you want to give us those dates and times?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I was going to call in and let people know about these rallies in Sacramento, Stand Up for Freedom rallies, and they're being put on by the Freedom Angels. They're a group of ladies, actually, who was standing up against the mandatory vaccination some time ago, when you remember when they were passing those bills. They have organized this rally, and there is one tomorrow. At the Capitol steps at 12 noon, And there's also one on May 1st at the same time, same place. So we're encouraging people to go on down. And, yeah, definitely wear your Jefferson gear. I'm not sure if they're going to enforce social distancing or if they're going to require that you wear a face mask and so forth. But we do have one of the gals who is an organizer of that calling in next week onto the program. So her name is Heidi. And we'll find out more how it went on tomorrow and also what they have planned for the first, the rally on the first.
Sally, if people want to look this up, where can they go? Are you going to post this on your Facebook?
It is on my Facebook page, or they can go to Freedom Angels at photomail.com, photomail.com.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Hey. And just to the people out there, I don't know the right way to do this, but I have a bunch of these pocket constitutions, and in it are significant dates that Shay just showed me, that April 19th, our Independence Day anniversary being today. I would mail these to people. I'm not sure the right way to get addresses or what, but if you need one of these pocket constitutions that has the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights in it, I'd be happy to mail them to people. I can give you an email address, or I don't know. I don't know how we could do that.
Yeah, email is probably a good way to go.
Okay.
Yeah, and thank you for mentioning the shot heard round the world was today, April 19th, 1775.
Yeah, it says right here, April 19th, 1775, Battle of Lexington, Massachusetts, a British attack at dawn started the war for independence. So
Absolutely. That was
today. So
we're living in momentous times, aren't we?
We are.
We're in the time of revolution. I mean,
yes, we are.
Now is the time for Jefferson. I just want to throw this out here real quick. This is a Bloomberg headline from April 9th of this year. Gavin Newsom declares California a nation state. They are in open sedition against the Constitution. There's no longer any legitimate authority coming out of Sacramento. It is the time to stand up and demand that they serve our interests. And if Brian Daly and Megan Daly want to continue to exist, they better get their butts in gear and do something for us, the people. Because I'm done with these people that serve no purpose other than to pacify those that would pull the Band-Aid off quickly. In fact, I'm making a pledge here that I'm going to be voting for Elizabeth Betancourt come next election cycle. And here's why, gentlemen. It's better to let these little fascist communists provoke armed conflict than continue to go down the path of pulling the Band-Aid off slowly until the population is so weakened that we cannot defend ourselves from the system that's being shoved down our throats. And the Republicans are doing absolutely nothing at all to stop this. I mean, do you guys disagree with me any?
Nope. No, I think voting without filling it in is another option as well.
Well, then you just open the door for corruption. And I can tell you that when I went into our local office in Shasta County to ask them, and I get a little riled up, so people think my passion is hostility sometimes, but I asked them about the whole Trump on the tax thing, and they straight up told me, well, we'll enforce whatever law they tell us to enforce. I'm sorry, but the Constitution and my rights trump your authority no matter what you have to say.
Yeah, and I think people can vote any way they want. As far as voting, saying that I would vote for Elizabeth Betancourt, I can't vote for people that have beliefs that I am vehemently opposed to.
I agree with you there.
So for me, I can neither vote for a Daly or a Betancourt the same.
Well, in my opinion,
so that only leaves me the option of not voting.
Right.
For
either. Can you write in Ted Nugent or anything?
They didn't give us the option of a write-in on this last one.
Well, there needs to be an option of none of the above. If there was
there
an
is.
Option,
you can turn your ballot in because you're still voting.
Yeah,
and
but
that means
you put it
something.
Blank, you give the opportunity for corruption.
You do give an opportunity for corruption, but you do add to their statistics that, hey, this person voted and did not fill it in.
Right.
And they're going to see what party you're affiliated with.
Well, I'm going to defend this and then I'm going to move on. The whole reason why I'm willing to vote for the fascist amongst us is to get this war kicked off. Because as we're going now,
yeah.
It's only a matter of a couple more years before they force us into a corner where revolution happens, whether it's by some patriot saying, I'm done submitting, or whether it's one of these useful idiots that they've ginned up to attack us. You know, if you go online right now, every person in this room, no matter what color that you are, you're a fascist, bigoted, homophobe who hates the poor because you don't want to empower the government. And they're teaching that to our children. Mm-hmm. It's only a generation before these people try to feed us into the furnaces that they're building. And unfortunately, that's what history shows.
Okay, folks. Well, with that, Bob, if you want to hold on, we'll catch you after the break. You're listening to Sovereign Minds on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading. Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to a beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Welcome back to Sovereign Minds on KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Shailen, were you still on the...
Should always be. I'm getting little bits in here. I'm kind of running through the index, but okay. Bob's been waiting a long time.
Yeah, let's hit up Bob. What you got going on there, Bob?
Yeah, well, good morning, fellas. Good morning. You know, I've been around a lot longer than you fellas have. And I've been around through the whole thing of the Tea Party. And how many people have we tried to elect through the Tea Party? Through the state of Jefferson. Now, we've gotten some of them elected. And what did they do no sooner than they got in office? What did they tell the Tea Party? What did they tell the state of Jefferson?
That is no longer on my agenda for this go-round.
You're talking about like James Gallagher?
Well, Gallagher Les Baugh, isn't he the traitor that sold us out?
You were talking about voting. Well, you know, there's still a thing you could write in. Put a write-in in there. You do not have to vote for either one.
Bob, I want to address this, man. This is the big...
I took a picture of my ballot, and it did not have a write-in spot.
Oh.
And I took a picture of that. I actually sent it to Terry Raposa just because I thought it was interesting that I didn't have an option when it came to the First District Assembly.
I'll be darned. To write it in. You're supposed to be able to have a write-in.
Right. I want to address
Well, that's how they control. That made people think that they had to vote for an R or a D. And that's basically what Megan Daly ran on. I'm the only R on the ballot.
Yeah. And that is not
a reason to vote for somebody.
And that's why the Republican Party is collapsing, because all they represent is themselves. And Bob, I want to address this, because you're dead on the money with that. The problem with the Tea Party movement and the other liberty movements is we have too many traitors amongst our midst. I'm sorry, I will not vote for Les Baugh when he kissed our butts and said, yeah, I'll support Jefferson. And then, if my memory serves me right, he's one of the people that truly our movement over. And I would use the word, but I don't want to get in trouble on the radio here. But at the same time, Mark Kent talks about this all the time, economic collapse and economic reset. If I'm not mistaken,
Doug LaMalfa asked the Tea Party and Jefferson.
Well, Doug LaMalfa's a joke. Look, I like Erin Ryan, which is one of his main staffers. I think she's done good for the veteran community. But Doug LaMalfa is a joke, and so is the rest of the Republican Party. You know, when I talked to Kevin Tyerley when he came up here, he said he specialized in dealing with bureaucracy and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I asked him straight up to his face, out of all the experiences he's had with dealing with the bureaucracy, how many of those involve criminal prosecution of corrupt government officials? He giggled.
None. Yep.
Because they don't serve us anymore. They're part of a broken system. And people like Les Baugh, they're the problem in our local community, because they kiss our butts and say, yeah, give us power, we'll serve you. And then they go out of their way to prove the point that they're just part of the problem. And I hate to break it to these people.
Have you ever heard of America to shut down? Now, I was born during World War II, okay? They never shut down this country over any virus, any war, any anything. They made us that we couldn't buy certain things.
It's about control.
Because they needed it for the war problem. But I'll tell you what, all I got to say, I stand for this president, but I don't like this time what he's done, because in my book, he has given the Democrats all they want to help shut down and make us a socialist country. That's all I got to say. Folks, you have a good one. We'll talk at you later.
All right, thanks, Bob.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob.
Hey, we got Lori on the line. How you doing, Lori?
Hey, good morning, everyone. I really appreciate this forum today. I thought I'd check in quickly on the family dynamics of all of this that's happening. We have a lot of families that look forward to their children having a high school graduation or perhaps a college graduation. It's coming up soon. A lot of these children were growing up during the 9/11 lifestyle of panic, threat, Patriot Act, security, surveillance. Many of these kids are running around with devices, Wi-Fi, iPads, laptops, you name it. Some of them have been fully vaccinated. So we've got a very interesting issue of these kids that are now having the rug pulled out of them to have what should be their happiest occasion. My own grandson back in the Midwest doesn't even care about a party if they pull one together or not. He's not in school right now. But he'd rather have a family vacation just for that kind of a memory. So I'm asking for ideas. What can we do for the class of 2020? They're not looking forward to getting some summer jobs to pay for their books or tuition or dorms or whatever's going on. May 10th is Mother's Day. Why don't we kind of focus on having that kind of a conversation, not Hillary, not Nancy Pelosi, but look at all these inmates being released. How many of them are possible pedophiles?
Well, there's already been several of them that have already been picked up because they're right back into doing what they were doing to be put in there in the first place.
Yeah, there was a guy in Florida that was just, he was released, and then 48 hours later, he was arrested for trying to murder some lady.
Yeah,
gets into the bigger picture of what's happening overall. Whether you talk societal collapse.
I mentioned this, and I think this is another topic to carry on, because there's the emotional cost, the suicides, the drug addictions, the everything else. If they can't meet at their AA meetings, what do you think is going to happen to people in relapse, recovery?
Well, that's,
there's so many dynamics.
That's the same thing with what was going on with the churches and not being able to get together and for Easter.
You don't want assembly. They don't want you connecting the dots. Please don't talk. And if they can't surveil you on your computers or your cell phones or your smartphones or however else they're doing it, the IRS with their little stimulus money, once they have your bank account, come on, folks.
Can I throw this out here for you, Lori? I want to throw this out here because I know you're a regular caller and somebody who's listened to the show for years. Who owns the majority of our debt? Who is declaring that this virus is from the United States? Who's moving warships into the China Sea and preparing to make war against Taiwan? History shows that when pandemics happen, when plagues happen, three things happen. Well, you get the pandemic, the plague, and then you get famine, and then you get war. If you look at the big agenda of what's playing out, I don't really, at this point, I don't care what Trump spends. I am a fiscal conservative, but I also personally believe that we're about to see World War III with China because of all the geopolitical moves playing out, and that as long as we don't lose that war, this debt's going away.
And just think about the Trump rallies that are being squashed right now. Because yep. Those things were rocking, and now...
Well, these people who oppose Trump don't comprehend that even if Trump was kicked out of office, the next one is just going to be even better. These people have no grasp at what's happening is the people are rejecting their system that they're shoving, and because they're so desperate for power, they think, oh, you must hate, you're a Trump supporter because you hate those Mexicans. I don't hate anybody. I don't hate anybody.
Yep.
But I will defend my freedom from anybody.
And we're at the desperation level. This is why Sean Stone, son of Oliver Stone, movie director, filmmaker, he said we're in a global reset. Everyone's in their cave. Everyone's trying to figure it out. Everyone's suffering.
Well, everybody should be planting food. If you have the ability to plant something and you know any history, plant a small garden. Worst case scenario, you have extra salad. Best case scenario, you have food when you need it. Because
but you know what? That's so limited because of the UV, ozone, the chemicals.
It might be limited, but it's like, Lori, I know you're a big conversation, a big component
it
of
is.
The chemtrail
and
conversation.
Why there's that book, the
but I can tell you that I can't affect change on things that I can't affect change on. That's a global issue, you know, the spraying and whatnot. It doesn't matter how much food I can plant in the ground. If I get something out of it, then it's better than nothing. And
control what you can.
That's right.
Well, and there you go. And so for the Women's Mother's Day thing, let's look at the elders stuck in these nursing homes, skilled facilities where you cannot visit them, which means you get to check on their bed sores, the care, the constipation, the meds. I had 19 complaints on one gentleman that I took care of back in August at a place on Eureka Way. 19 complaints took 3 to 4 months, and they still only had one complaint that could be justified as, okay, they own it, that they goofed. The cover-up is massive, and I fear these people that are older, frail, secondary issues, multiple chronic issues, this is culling the population, and they know they've made an instep by doing that, so I don't know how this is going to get rectified, but I appreciate all of you for opening the conversation on this. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
Thanks,
and I can tell you that it's either going to boil over, and we're going to go for our second Revolutionary War, or actually... It really isn't. Neither one of them are a Revolutionary War. They're all civil. What's called the Revolutionary War was still a civil war. It just happened to be on different grounds. The Civil War was the Civil War, and we're going to go for our next Civil War. So,
yeah. Well, I have faith that there's enough people within the system that as it gets closer to that, you're going to see the divide. I mean, I don't want to get anybody in trouble and speak to the things that I'm aware of, but I can tell you that there's large portions of our government that have begun standing down because they get it. Some of them get it, I should say. But there's those that worship the power. That's the whole problem with what's being taught to our young. You bow to this government. The bureaucrats are your rulers. And how dare you think otherwise?
And you guys, thank you. This is exactly why I'm concerned about the class of 2020. They've seen nothing but strife, suffering, pain, hypocrisy, corruption. Do you think they want to commit to a job and a career and anything? No, they're going to.
They're being set up to soul.
I say one of the best things you could have the class of 2020 do is to read the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. Because if they don't know what their rights are, they're not going to know if they're losing them.
Good point.
I'd also say for these times right now, people should read the book of Proverbs.
All right, folks. We're coming. That's a great suggestion, Sean.
Thanks, Lori.
We're coming up to a hard break. You're listening to Sovereign Minds on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Republicans are predicting Democrats will face political blowback for holding up new funding for the Paycheck Protection Program.
Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina says businesses are desperate to stay afloat and keep their workers employed.
We are averaging about $20 billion in loan requests a day.
One reason he tells the Salem Radio Network Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats will face backlash for holding up the new funding.
I believe she's going to pay a serious political consequence for it. But more importantly, businesses will end up suffering the consequences.
Funding ran dry last week, meaning no new loans until Democrats sign on to the GOP request for an additional $250 billion. Bob Agnew reporting.
With the staggering loss of jobs in the retail sector because of the virus, a trade group is asking their furloughed employees be able to work part-time and still get full unemployment benefits.
The Retail Industry Leaders Association, a group that includes Home Depot, Best Buy, Walmart, and The Gap, is asking Congress to allow furloughed and laid-off retail workers to accept part-time assignments without facing a reduction in their state unemployment benefits. Meanwhile, Walmart says it plans to hire another 50,000 people to meet the surging demand for essentials, on top of 150,000 jobs already added. With people desperate for work, Walmart says it's received more than 1 million applications for the new temporary and part-time jobs. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A federal judge has blocked Kansas from limiting attendance at in-person religious worship services or activities to 10 or fewer congregation members to check the spread of the virus. The decision yesterday from U.S. District Judge John Brooms. The spiritual leader of Egypt's Coptic Orthodox Christians held Easter services this morning in an empty monastery in the desert amidst the virus restrictions which kept the faithful away. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy!
The NAACP in Baltimore has started circulating a truck that blasts stay-at-home messages to the city's residents during the virus outbreak.
The truck started making rounds this week and features messages from local celebrities, politicians, and athletes. The messages tell people to remain in their homes when possible, practice social distancing guidelines, wash their hands frequently, and wear masks. The organization's spokesman says the 40-foot sound truck will target low-income areas of the city for 6 to 8 hours a day in the upcoming weeks. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Slovakia will test all employees in the country's nursing homes for the new coronavirus because of the growing number of infected people in those facilities. Prime Minister Igor Matvek says that 40,000 people will be given rapid tests to determine which of the homes have been hit by the virus. Full tests that give more precise results will follow. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. One major household products corporation is making big bucks during the virus outbreak.
Procter & Gamble posted its biggest revenue spike in decades on Friday. The company makes Bounty paper towels, Charmin bathroom tissue, and other household goods suddenly in high demand as billions of people shelter at home. First quarter organic sales jumped 10% in the U.S. and 6% globally. Keith Peters, Washington.
Today is Sunday, April the 19th, and some famous people are celebrating birthdays today, including actor Tim Curry. He is 74 years old. Motorsports Hall of Famer Al Unser Jr., 58. Actor Tom Wood has 57 candles on his cake. Just retired tennis star Maria Sharapova is celebrating her 33rd today, while actor James Franco turns 42 and actress Kate Hudson is 41. NHL forward Patrick Lane is 32 years old. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Hear me. There are two kinds of dogs that exist in this world. There are stray dogs and those who choose to be lap dogs. Never knowing where the next meal will come from, stray dogs wander alone in the rain in exchange for freedom. Lap dogs are kept on a short leash and for one measly bone a day, content with defeat. Now tell me, what kind of dog are you? That's right. Ignorant, overindulgent samurai lead our country today. The only thing that is of interest to them is the path to achieve power and the ability to maintain it at their heels.
All right. So, at that, I'm going to go back to the Declaration of Independence. And Sean was pointing out that the kids nowadays, if they learn anything about the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence, it's usually like the first paragraph or so. And so what they don't get the rest of is in the Declaration of Independence, it spits out all the grievances that the king at the time over the colonies, the grievances of the colonists. And one of those is he has affected to render the military independent of their superior to the civil power. So what does that sound like to everybody else? I mean, to me, that kind of sounds a little bit like martial law.
Yeah, that's interesting because this whole coronavirus scenario is playing into the hands, I believe, of the Democratic Party. Due to the fact that, you know, let's look at this. You have the mainstream media up there bashing Trump, you know, they were saying how he didn't. He played, if anybody's seen, I believe it was Friday's coronavirus briefing, Trump got up there and played some videos. And that's exactly how the Democrats have been playing their side, because in the impeachment trials, they went to so many cut-up videos that twisted things around and made it look, you know, like it wasn't. Well, Trump did that, and he started off with all these CNN people with their doctors on there going, oh, we're overreacting, and the doctors are like, this is just going to be like the flu. And then on February 24th, you have Nancy Pelosi out there prancing around Chinatown.
Yeah, watch that.
Saying, come on down, and everything's
great.
Yeah, it's great. This is, you know, overreacting. And you have Biden calling Trump a xenophobe for shutting down travel ban.
Yeah, which like 2 weeks later he was like, you know what, I was wrong about that. He really did the right thing.
That's why it's so funny watching these people attack Trump over what he's done. If we would have gone down that path, things would have been way worse. I mean, I'm sorry, but you can't be for open borders and all this other garbage and think that you're going to protect us from some virus.
Right, and so you have the Democratic Party trying to bash Trump. He was told on the 30th that he should shut down travel. On the 31st, he shut down the travel ban. And all this was shown on this video. And it showed Nancy Pelosi walking around Chinatown and everybody calling him a xenophobe and all this stuff. And you had some ankle biter reporter trying to go, well, what were you doing in February? What were you doing in February? And they were getting stuff together. So now it's this big, huge pandemic. They have everything shut down. And to me, it's almost like martial law. There might be some people out there that disagree with me. Now, let me read you the definition of martial law. Martial law is the imposition of direct military control of normal civilian functions in response to a temporary emergency, such as an invasion or a major disaster or an occupied territory. To a varying extent, depending on the martial law order, government military personnel have the authority to make and enforce civil law. To make and enforce civil and criminal laws. So they could just make it up as they go. Mm-hmm. Certain civil liberties may be suspended, such as the right to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures, freedom of association, which would be, you know, gatherings, and freedom of movement, which is all going on right now with this shutdown. And if they impose martial law, the writ of habeas corpus may be suspended that allows people who are unlawfully imprisoned to gain freedom through a court proceeding. So,
well, I'm going to throw something
We already have unreasonable or freedom of association and freedom of movement. The only other one would be unreasonable searches and seizures, which is kind of what's been happening now too. I mean, you got paddles.
Well, yeah. It's worse than that, and I hate to break it to you folks, but when Michael Jackson died a few years back, there was legislation being pushed through the Senate and Congress called the National Defense Authorization Act of, I believe, 2012, where the Obama administration argued for the indefinite detention of American citizens. They're setting the stage to make war against the people and then use the legal system to wrap us up. And we got Mark Baird on the phone, so I kind of want to get onto his position there.
Hi, guys. Sorry to barge in again, but first of all, that NDAA argument is a very good one, but that goes back to George Bush. When the Twin Towers were attacked, and I was a contract pilot in those days, and so I was heavily involved in all that stuff, that was when the NDAA was authorized, and that is the permission for the United States government to violate the Constitution, violate habeas corpus, and imprison lawful American citizens in the lawful conduct of their lives. Now, let's go to Xavier Becerra, who just declared that the California Constitution gives him broad powers to delegitimize the Bill of Rights in order to keep the community safe. Well, I've read the California Constitution probably 20 times, and nowhere in it does it say that. In fact, Article 3, Section 1 says exactly the opposite. It says California is an inseparable part of the United States, and the United States Constitution is the highest law of the land. Gavin Newsom says we can use the coronavirus crisis in order to usher in a new progressive era and move the country away from capitalism. Chuck Schumer says the coronavirus is an opportunity to do things that we couldn't otherwise do. And he's holding up some bill in Congress to give people money because he wants to add the Green New Deal and money for illegal aliens and money for this and money for that and money for everything and socialism in any form that he and Grandma Nancy can get done.
Well, they're talking $4,000 a month.
Gavin is Nancy's nephew, by the way.
Yeah.
Mark, you obviously know about martial law. Do you think there's any chance, because from what I read and understand, a governor can impose martial law?
A governor can impose martial law, but it does not. Martial law does not give a governor extra constitutional powers because the California Constitution does not give the governor extra constitutional powers.
No,
but they're giving themselves all these powers. That's what I was going with the NDAA.
Yep.
And you're right, it did start under Bush, but the difference between Bush and Obama, and there's a good documentary called End of America by Naomi Wolf, where she gets into history and the path we're on. Bush declared you could indefinitely detain you as an American. Obama declared that they can indefinitely detain you and kill you if they label you a terrorist. Well, I can tell you what, those Second Amendment supporters in Virginia a couple months, the government was set to label them domestic extremists and terrorists and use the NDAA to move against them. They just couldn't get that spark to justify it to the public because it's a big game of manipulation.
Well, Thomas Gordon said in 1721, wherever there's liberty, there's usually a battle against it. The Bible says that light cannot have fellowship with darkness because where there's darkness, there can't be light, and where there is light, darkness cannot exist. I mean, once again, history repeats itself. Abraham Lincoln eliminated habeas corpus and sent the first United States cavalry to arrest the Maryland state legislature so they couldn't vote for sedition. You know, politicians... They mean to govern well, but they mean to govern. And once again, Daniel Webster said, hold on to the Constitution with all your strength, for miracles do not tend to cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years is not likely to happen again.
Amen.
Folks, we have let our liberty go. We allowed it. You don't get the government you deserve. You get the government you allow. We have allowed this. We're the only ones on the planet that can stop it. We can stop it. But we have to stop staring down the rabbit hole, and we have to realize that it is our liberty that we need to restore in spite of viruses, in spite of taxes, in spite of gasoline, in spite of carbs, in spite of unions, in spite of all the BS that's put up to divert us from our path, which is restore liberty to ourselves and our posterity, something that millions of men and women among you, you on the show, have given service to this nation. I have, my father did on Saipan, my grandfather did in France, his grandfather did, and his great-grandfather did.
Hey, Mark.
Millions of men and women have given their lives, their treasure, and their sacred honor for liberty. Are we going to be the ones that allow it to escape?
Hey,
I say no.
Hey, Mark, we're going to go to a break. Do you want to hold over for the...
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, just for a minute, because once again, I don't want to invade your show.
No, we love hearing from you, man. All right, you're listening to Sovereign Minds on KCNR 96.5. FM at 1460 AM.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
And welcome back. You're listening to Sovereign Minds on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And we got Mark Baird on the line. Mark, I'd like to ask you something, your opinion. We have 197 days until the presidential election, which is 6 months and 21 days. Now, with the this whole shutdown of America and the governors wanting to keep things shut down and the possibility of the governors being able to impose martial law, the Democrats are starting to push for mail by ballot, which would be the worst for the Republicans, I think, because it's going to be give them a chance to commit massive voting fraud. What do you think about that?
Well, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, ballot harvesting and mail-in ballots and voting without identification of the voter to match to the registration roll is an opportunity for fraud, and it is fraud. And the governors of most of the blue states are in favor of that. In fact, here's a deal that probably nobody knows. The Republican Party in California loves the idea of ballot harvesting. They just don't know how to do it themselves. So the crooks wear all kinds of clothing. And the people, we, are the only ones that can stop this. And it is by a massive effort, by a massive amount of people who show up and start paying attention. Because if we don't know what liberty is, how can we defend it? If we don't know what the rules are, how can we call a foul? If you don't know what tyranny is, how can you defeat it?
Mark, you've seen Idi Amin speak, so you know what tyranny is.
I have been to every socialist pest hole on this planet, and I can tell you right now that I know exactly what tyranny looks like. And the only difference between constitutional republic and tyranny is that under a tyrannical government, you wake up in the morning and you ask yourself, what is the government going to do to me today?
Yeah, I just think it's fascinating that you actually seen Idi Amin speak in person. That's not a lot of people in America have seen that. And not even a lot of people
know. It's funny because he was just a bent, little, tiny man. I can't imagine that he is the author of the mass murder of so many tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of people. So many that the crocodiles quit eating them when they dumped the bodies in the river.
Wow. Yeah, I've seen films of some of the stuff that went on during his leadership. And they show people pulling people over for traveling and shooting them in the head right then and there.
Yeah, and you know what? That's nothing compared to the friend of the Democratic Party, Xi Jinping, president for life of China, who has millions of people in concentration camps, is the author of millions of deaths, who arrests people and murder them so that their organs can be harvested. And I am firmly convinced, and I always was, I said this back in January, that the Wuhan China virus escaped from the bioweapons lab in Wuhan, maybe not on purpose, I don't know, I'm not a big conspiracy guy, but it did come out of that bioweapons lab, maybe on the gum on the bottom of somebody's shoe, who knows. The Chinese are not known for following protocol, and I've spent years going back and forth to China, so I know this for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Democratic Party kisses their behind. And most of the Republicans are kind of a little gun-shy about really criticizing them because, you know, they own a lot of our debt. So we are a slave to the money. We are dogs chained to our master's table, content with the scraps that he flicks off the table. Gavin Newsom declares this a nation state. Xavier Becerra says the Constitution doesn't matter because I say so. Federal judges say the Constitution is whatever I say it is. And no one in Washington and no one in the California legislature, not conservatives and not liberals, are willing to do a thing about it. We the people, guys. We the people. We're the answer. Jefferson is the answer. We can restore liberty for 50 generations if we do this right. But we had better act quickly before we miss our window of opportunity. We need to declare the California government in sedition. We need a conservative Congress. Because our appeal to Congress for state split will have to be voted on, and we need 50% plus one vote. We need a conservative Congress and a conservative Senate, and we can have Jefferson if enough people will stop being slaves and stand for liberty. We can do it.
And I think we'll get that chance in 197 days.
Well, I want to throw this out here for you.
All right. Thank you, Mark.
Mark.
Okay, God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless you.
If you want to understand why so much of our society is kissing the back end of China, You have to understand world government. China is the model of society that these people building world government want. The total control, the social scoring, all that. You can go back 2 years ago and look at articles where the liberals were calling for the Chinese government to basically squash America, squash Trump, because if they can just deal this blow to Trump, well, they're going to deal with us. And these people have no concept of what's happening. They think Trump was elected by propaganda or whatever. No. He was elected because people have had enough.
Well, you wait till the Durham report comes out, buddy.
Well, I hope so, because that's the problem. There's no accountability. Look,
there's going to be.
If you read our Declaration of Independence, they laid it out. They said we went through every process we could, essentially, to get our grievances addressed, and this was the only option. Well, we're being backed into that corner, and on a world government structure, they don't want the United States to be strong. They're more concerned with, well, look at the NBA in China. They were basically sidelining players because they would criticize China. Excuse me? This is America. If you don't like my opinion, fine.
They've had all kinds of reporters and people disappear out there. You know, when this Wuhan thing got really bad over there, I remember seeing on the news the Chinese government dragging families out of their apartments, and these people were in hazmat suits, and these people were resisting. They were dragging them literally out of their houses. And I'm thinking, wow, man, nothing like that could ever happen here, I hope. Now it's getting kind of almost like that.
I had heard a little, it was a very quick snippet, so whether it's true or not, I don't really know. But it would not surprise me if it is. But I heard something along the lines, those who got drug out of their houses were burned alive to contain the coronavirus. And
I want to interject on that because you're right. And you can go look this up, anybody that wants to. Since this virus appeared in China, 21 million cell phones and landlines have been disconnected. Whether the government's rounding up and murdering dissidents and using the virus as an excuse, or it's the virus really being that bad. But you can go online and find videos where the crematoriums in these cities are burning 24/7, and these Chinese people who are risking their lives to report this are saying, wait a minute, there's no industry going on right now. There's no factories. Where's all this smog and smoke coming from? And it's from the crematoriums.
Yeah. So that was like right at the beginning. They had said that there are so many people dying from this virus that, was it NOAA? I think it was NOAA was doing their atmospherical checks and was like, wow, there is a overload of nitrogen in this area. What's this coming from? And then they backtrack it back to that. So I've been saying it to everybody I can say it to. The virus ain't nothing. The virus is nothing. But don't get me wrong that it's not a tragedy that people are perishing from this. But people die from everything.
Well, you don't
every day.
You don't empower the Fourth Reich out of fear.
Exactly. If they were really worried about this kind of stuff and people dying and all that kind, why not attack the number one killer? You guys are all having cancer. I'm a pretty firm believer that they've had the cure for cancer since the late 30s. They figured it all out. I have a pocket reference at home that gives you the elemental makeup of the human body. And if you know in the medical field, tell me if I'm wrong, but if you know the elemental makeup of the human body and can match that against a whole bunch of healthy people that don't have any issues whatsoever and go to somebody that does and find different variances of levels of this and that, that you won't be able to come up with some kind of idea of what's going on and come up with a cure. You know, it takes you 10, 20, 20 years or so to maybe come up with that data, but it's been 50, 60, 70 years that they've known this.
Well, I would agree with you that they have medical technology and whatnot that they're not releasing to the public. But I want to address this specific with this virus. When do you guys believe this actually came into America? I believe it was in California in November, December, not February.
Yeah, I know people that have been sick that with the same.
Everything that, to be honest with you, from what I experienced in early January, that was the sickest I've ever been. And everybody that I've talked to in that that was sick in that period, they all described the same thing. It was the worst thing I ever experienced, blah, 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 blah.
It was like the flu, but worse. Hung in there.
And it just stayed with you for, like, I was sick for a month and a half.
Yeah, yeah.
And I tell you what, in my opinion, you know, I think it came here a lot sooner because I've never seen the flu season like that.
That was one of the things. I was listening to Rush Limbaugh, and not that I listened to him religiously, but I just happened to catch this episode, and he kind of theorizes that the possibility of California, because our numbers are exceptionally low compared to the rest of the high-numbered cities and states, is extremely low. And he kind of thinks that that's probably because a little bit of herd vaccination. And so he kind of went back, and I guess that you can somewhere find the amount of people that have come through ports at any given time. When this thing kind of broke out, according to his research, there were some like 6,500 Chinese that rolled through our ports.
So, okay. Yeah, I heard that too. Hey, unfortunately, we have to take a break right now. Nick and I can't see the other guys.
Roberta.
We'll get back to you on the other side of the break. You're listening to Sovereign Minds on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
The City of Reading has provided utilities to our current casino by agreement for the past 25 years. During this time, we have been one of the city's top commercial customers. In addition to paying for our actual utility usage, our agreement requires us to contribute to the city's general fund to offset impacts from our current casino. This has resulted in us contributing about $3.5 million to the city's general fund to help pay for vital public services that benefit us all. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Welcome back to Sovereign Minds on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. So, hey, do you want to read that thing you had, Sean, that Benjamin Franklin wrote? Did you have that in front of you?
Oh, I did.
I thought it was very interesting. Oh, and we have two phone calls after.
Yeah, it says, only a virtuous people are capable of freedom. As nations become corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters.
Boom. We have a couple phone calls. Roberta, how you doing?
Oh, good morning, guys. Boy, what a top-notch show.
Listen, as far as cancer and this virus and diseases and sickness, the only thing we have is our immune system and prevention. You never hear anything about prevention or how to help your immune system from our government or our medical system. Everybody do yourself a favor and start learning about nutrition and herbs and essential oils and vitamins and minerals and how critical they are to our health. And that includes cancer, too, by the way.
That's a very, very good point, yeah. I've heard some of the people kind of come down on these big national doctors on these national shows. They talk about, having to come up with a serum to kill it and all this stuff. And people say, well, why don't you talk about people trying to get healthy more than they are now?
Well, they kind of are, but we're all pretty well versed with Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the original Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. And at the very end, when he's reading, like, you know, we violated this law, and it's at the bottom of the contract they signed before they went in, and it's itty-bitty little minuscule type writing.
Right.
That's the part where they're talking about, oh, yeah, you can also do this to help your immune system.
Well, they don't want you to be healthy. One of the songs I played last week was Liberty or Death, and the guy goes on to speaking about how his father died from diabetes, and he didn't feel what his family experienced was about them being helped. It was more about selling them something to get them through.
Snake oil.
Yeah. And they don't – that's the problem with modern medicine. They're not looking for a cure. They're looking to sell you something. That's why they're so anti-herb.
Hey, Roberta, are you still there?
No.
Okay, well, thank you for that call, Roberta. Nick, what's up? What are you doing, buddy?
Oh, well, I wanted to mention a couple things, and if you guys want to, I'll tell you how the Second Amendment saved my bacon yesterday.
Yes.
The first thing I see on here is shock, 33% in random Massachusetts study tests positive for the coronavirus. And yesterday there was a headline that Stanford did a random study. I think it was 3,000 people, and 50 times more tested positive for the coronavirus in their bodies than what is estimated. So that means that the fatality rate is way, way, way lower than what they're telling us about.
Yep, exactly. Yep.
And I'm with you guys. I think it's been around for quite a while. So yesterday morning, I'm laying in bed. I usually wake up about 4. I woke up about 4, and I decided I wanted to lay in bed a little bit longer. And about 5 o'clock, I hear a rustling outside my window. My bed is about 3 feet from my sliding glass door, and I hear a little rustling, and this guy starts pounding with both palms of his hands on my sliding glass door. I thought it was going to break through, and he starts screaming, "I'm your neighbor, I'm your neighbor, I need help, open up." And I got up, and he's screaming, "I need help, they're trying to get me." And I pulled out the curtain, and I look at him, and he sure as hell isn't my neighbor. So I walk over to my bed, and I've got a .38 revolver under there with critical defense loads in it, and I go to my door, and I hold it up chest high, flat to him. I didn't point it at him, and I said, "Get away from my door. I'm going to shoot you." And he backed off to the door, and I opened up. "What's the problem?" And I didn't point the gun at him, you know. I had it pointed to the ground off to the side. And he said, "Well, these guys are chasing me, and they're going to hurt me." And I said, "Okay, I'll call 911. So I called 911 and told him what was going on. And this guy's just freaking. And he says, "I can hear them out there. I can hear them." And I told him, I says, "Okay, if I see them come, I'll shoot them. And if you come any closer to me, I'll shoot you." And he sat there, and the police showed up in about 5 minutes, the sheriffs. There was 4 of them.
You know, I've heard countless stories about people being on meth, thinking people are after them or watching them. Yeah. You know, it's terrible. Hey, was he bald?
Oh, he wasn't bald, but it was real short hair, and he had some kind of tattoo on his hair up in his forehead. He had a tattoo on his neck. He was scroungy and skinny. I've got no doubt he was tweaking.
And this this was when? Saturday?
Saturday morning, 5 a.m.
Because they just busted a guy who they released out of Shasta County Jail because of COVID-19.
I saw that in the paper.
Oh, but that wasn't the same
prowling.
That wasn't the guy. Anyway, this guy, they took him to jail on an outstanding warrant. I asked what the warrant was, and they said failure to comply with court orders. You know, the last thing they want to tell you is what was up. But they said that they suspected he had stolen a computer, and if I found a computer, to give him a call. So when it got daylight, I went walking around my property, and about 15 yards behind him, maybe 20 feet, I find a canister of pepper spray. And it was used. It was, I would say it's about a third full, and the little tab you pull out, kind of like a tab on a grenade, it was gone and replaced with some match covers to keep it from shooting off. And the way he responded when I showed him a gun was just prime for him to throw that behind him and ditch it. And I honestly believe that he was getting me to open the door so he could spray me with that and come in and rob me.
You'd probably do worse than that.
Yeah,
Nick, you always got to look for your protection.
Cute. Yeah, that guy they busted the other day. He was banging on somebody's door.
Hey, and just so you know, in Reading, the zombie abatement team has all been laid off. There is no current zombie abatement team. There's just the supervisor, and he's off 18 days and then on for 18 days on a rotating shift, and nobody backfilling his position. So there's currently no zombie abatement in Reading.
You're talking Reading Police Department?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because Nick...
I call it zombie abatement. It's a homeless. I don't know what else to call them.
They're zombies now, man. Yeah. We've gotten to a point where they are literally become zombies. They have no grasp of what's going on half the time.
The thing is, we need to cherish our Second Amendment. And we need to have a gun, and we need to have it handy. I knew where my gun was. I didn't have time to go fumbling around. If I had opened that door, I'm not sure I could have got it and defended myself.
Well, and you said they were there quickly, but it was still 5 minutes.
Yeah,
well,
I'm
5 minutes. And Mark Barrett has said it several times. They are not obligated in any way to put themselves in danger to protect you. They're there to clean up the mess. That's it.
Well, that's right, but I think they did a wonderful job. I think they got here as fast as you could possibly have asked them to get here. And they handled it in a very professional manner. And they barely questioned me. Well, and, you know, I think they did a really good job. The point is, when you're getting your ass kicked, a minute's a long time. And you can't expect them to be up on the corner.
Say, look at bull riding. That's 8 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's brutal.
You've got to learn to defend yourself. You need to teach your loved ones to defend themselves. But you've got to remember that you can be held liable when you goof up.
Oh, yeah.
And a police officer asked me if I pointed that weapon at him. Now, I don't know where that was going, but I didn't point that weapon at him. I kept it to the side.
Oh, so you're telling us that you're a responsible gun owner.
I'm not responsible. You know me. I do the best I can with a little bit I've got to work with.
Oh, you're doing a great job, Nick.
But anyway, I wanted to share that experience for people that think that taking our guns are safer. You know, there's so many tools out there for the people that want to do harm to us to use. Think of a sharpened shovel. How about if you sharpened a shovel like a knife? Wouldn't that be a weapon?
Nick, these people can pass whatever laws they want. They're not taking the Second Amendment. All they're going to do is guaranteed armed conflict at some point because they don't want to serve us anymore.
Well, it'd be a lot better if we could stand up and it doesn't come to an armed conflict.
No, I agree with you.
I agree with you. It's something that we need to defend if it does come to that.
Yep, I agree.
Well, what I'm getting at is noncompliance. I don't care what laws the government passes anymore. I'm only going to comply with what I feel is legitimate. And anything that goes against the Constitution is illegitimate as far as I'm concerned, and especially with the level of corruption and fraud going on with the government. There's no legitimacy to most of these government agencies. It's a paper tiger that thinks they have the right to dictate to us, and that's not how it's supposed to work.
Even down here in Podunk, Reading, all the way down to Lowly Redding. They're telling us what to do. You know, they're giving the citizens a $250 rebate out of the carbon tax.
Yeah.
And they're telling you how you're going to spend it.
Well, they should just get rid of all those anyway. I mean, I don't know if any of you guys have seen it, but Obama actually came out and tried to say this pandemic was because of climate change. It's a farce. The reality is none of this has anything to do with the environment. It's just an excuse to rip us off.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, the city of Redding's got $50 million in their carbon tax money. And by law, it can only be spent on green projects or to be given back to the taxpayers. And if you look, you know, with everything shut down, REU isn't going to have a lot of money coming in this month. So they have figured out how to give a rebate to each citizen. It amounts to $250, and we're going to put that on your PG&E bill.
Yeah.
So they're giving you a rebate, and they're telling you how they're going to spend it. And Adam McElvain says, well, he just doesn't understand what my argument is. You've got 50, and then you've got $200 that we're paying on your bill. That leaves you $250 that you can spend any way you want. Well, you know, there's a lot of people out there that don't have $250.
All right. Hey, Nick, we got to go to a break.
Have a great day.
Thanks.
You too.
Great show, you guys.
Great story, buddy. All right. You're listening to Sovereign Minds on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
Shasta College has been a vital part of this community for over 70 years. Look around. You probably know many of our successful graduates serving our community in high-demand, high-growth fields like nursing, law enforcement, accounting, communications, and agriculture. Summer enrollment is happening now. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply to enroll for the summer semester. Classes start June 8th. Looking for a transfer? Save money and time by spending your first 2 years at Shasta College before you transfer to a university. High school students, summer is the perfect time to earn college credit with no tuition cost. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply.
No tuition cost. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In April, we're covering crimes you can commit against and as authors. It's about how you as an author interact with your audience. And coming up in May, we're discussing how to design the perfect character.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Sovereign Minds on KCNR. Shaylin's going to read something real quick, and then Dick will get you on the phones in a second. Go ahead, Shane.
Shaylin. So, again, we're going back to the Declaration of Independence. And the start of this, if you go in and read it, the last line before they start addressing grievances is to prove this, because they have declared that the king has been unlawful. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. And then they started listing all these grievances. One in here says, he has made judges dependent on his will alone for the tenure of their offices and the amount and payment of their salaries. What does that sound like to people? I mean, that sounds kind of a lot like what's going on with the Supreme Courts and all the courts at that matter. It's just amazing that, you know, if people think that this is something that's new, you have 3 pages of what constituted a revolutionary war. And you can go back and start looking at this and reading it and understanding it and then get enlightened about what's going on. Otherwise, you're going to, if you don't want bullets flying, then, you know, I suggest you read this stuff because this is exactly where it's going.
Yeah, James Madison said, a well-instructed people alone can be a permanently a free people.
All right, with that, that was great, you guys. Dick,
we didn't plan
what's going
either.
On, buddy?
Hey, Jimmy and the gang, nice speaking with a great program.
Thank you.
You know, we're all going to be getting this virus check pretty soon, and there's a lot of people out of work that really need that money or even more than that, but there's a lot of people that do not need this money. My wife and I are one. We don't need this money, and I'm encouraging people to give it away. We have the 2 court cases, the Second Amendment and the state of Jefferson. We also have the radio stations. If you write a check to Pecan, you can clear the income tax as a deduction, as a tax-free deduction. And so I'm encouraging people to give that money away if you don't need it. We need help for Jefferson and the court case and the Second Amendment. Anyway, if you don't, at least give half of it away. Give part of it away. So anyway, that's what I'm calling about. I hope, encourage people, don't keep the money. Don't be greedy and keep it. Just give it away.
That's great.
Anyway,
Dave.
And one more thing. You know, Trump said that we don't have to pay income tax. It's tax-free money. I guarantee you that if a Democrat wins the next election, that's going to change. We're going to be taxed for that money, and also Trump's tax cuts are going to disappear because the Democrats love to tax people.
Yeah. Right. Well, don't forget that. You know, as soon as I hate to rain on your
parade. Don't be greedy with your money. Help somebody or give it to your favorite charity, but don't keep it.
Yeah.
If you don't need it, give it away. That's
give
what we're going to do. Anyway,
well, I hate to rain on Trump's parade, but it's not. You know, it might be tax free right out the gate, but as soon as you buy something with it, guess what?
Good point. And that's a good point. I forgot to throw out there. As most of you out there know, there is a Citizens for Fair Representation case. It's into the Ninth Circuit Court now. The attorneys are very expensive. This has been going on for years now, but they have made significant progress in it. So if you want to donate, you can go to soj51.org and look it up, or you can send, you know, whatever you feel like you want to send to the State of Jefferson Formation, P.O. Box 751, Palo Cedro, California, 96073. That's State of Jefferson Formation. That's what you make your check out to. P.O. Box 751, Palo Cedro, California, 96073. And think of it this way. The money, it's like an investment. If you send some money in, when we win this case, you're going to save in the long run, and your children are going to save not only monetarily, but their freedoms and how, you know, they should live their lives. So
there's also a GoFundMe.
GoFundMe.
Yeah, you can contribute through GoFundMe.
Right, and so, like I said, folks, if you want to learn more, just go to soj51.org.
You know, one of the things that really kind of ticks me off about our movement is there's over 1 million people in the state of Jefferson region. If we all just kicked out $5, dude, this lawsuit would have been funded a long time ago.
Just a buck.
Yeah,
just
there's like 1,700,000.
Yeah.
No, I know, but that's one of the things that I find frustrating. We all should be kicking in a little bit. I'm a working man, just like the rest of you folk, you know, and I try to contribute, not as often as I admit I should, but...
But you don't give in money, you give in time. It's the same thing. So.
Right. I agree with you. And see, that's...
Time,
that's,
treasure, or just become educated. Just learn about it. I mean, and it's not a party thing either.
No,
nobody up here is represented. I don't care what party you're a part of.
Right.
You are not represented at all.
You know, I hate to go back to the martial law thing, but I'm kind of concerned about the governors might impose something of that nature or another lockdown for this mail-by-ballot. Now, there's been 2 times in American history... that martial law was imposed. and that was during the Civil War. And then there was partial military law during World War II.
Mm-hmm. Japanese.
Mm-hmm. And then
Who did that?
Tiananmen Square, there was martial law imposed. Thailand in 2006 and 2004. Poland in 1981. You guys might remember Lech Walesa. And then there was actually one in Canada, and they imposed it because of stabilized insurrections or perceived insurrections. So Canada did that, and it's called the October Crisis. Now, one more thing real quick. In 2009, Iran imposed martial law, which led to the Revolutionary Guard taking it over, and it was called, get this, the Iranian Green Movement. Does that sound like the Green Deal?
Yep. Just a little bit.
So,
hey, before we're taking off here, I just want to remind people, read your pocket constitutions. Mm-hmm. You know, it has all three documents in there, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution of the United States, and our Bill of Rights.
That's also got some goodies in there about little quotes from pertinent people who are a part of that.
Lots of great quotes. And for people with having financial hardships, read your Bible. Read Proverbs. There's a lot of good advice in there.
Amen to
and
that.
Wisdom.
I'll share this quote with you. It's a Benjamin Franklin quote. Obedience to God is rebellion to tyrants. And I truly believe that. In fact, that should be one of our mottos for Jefferson, as far as I'm concerned.
I want to read another grievance out of our Declaration of Independence. And this one, another one, is kind of like, look into this and see what you think. And it says, for abolishing the free system of English laws in neighboring province and establishing therein arbitrary government and enlarging its boundaries at once an example of fit instrument for introducing the same absolute rule into these colonies.
Interesting.
So, I mean, wow.
Yeah. Well, history's repeating itself.
It's almost to a T.
Right. It's just that the variation is different. That's one of the things that I find so amazing.
I will say that these grievances are a lot more eloquently spoken and written versus just like, this guy over here is setting up a whole, you know, another different kind of party, and he's trying to get us to get into it too.
Well, our founders were, I hate to put it this way, because I fall into this category as well, but I view our founders as like having a real education versus our generation and the modern generation being dumbed down and not comprehending it. I mean, they were doing math that college-level kids can't even do now.
In the eighth grade.
Right. It's shocking how much smarter they were back then. And I'm not saying that they were God or anything like that. Don't ever take me saying that.
No.
But if you look at their writings and their ability, they were much higher educated than even the higher educated people we have today. You take somebody with a bachelor's degree or a PhD, they don't hold comparison to even the most uneducated of our founders.
They built the Golden Gate Bridge with nothing but a slide rule and some arithmetic.
Right. Well, that's technology that's lost. That's skill that's been lost.
Yeah. That's the reason why the Saturn V rocket isn't built anymore. Because when they were putting that together, the not so much the engineers, but the guys who were building it had to improvise on the fly how to put some of these components together and make it work. And with that skill no longer being taught in trade schools, because, you know, that's trade school bad, we no longer build the Saturn V rocket because of that. All of those skills, all the notes, all the little things, all the stuff that you need to have that weren't wrote into these engineering drawings are gone, and you'll
An educational difference is that John Quincy Adams, at 12, could speak a few languages and was the secretary to the ambassador at St. Petersburg. He was our sixth president.
That's nothing.
That's what a 12-year-old learned how to speak French going over to Europe with his dad.
That's amazing.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's so shocking.
That,
they were
that shows you the difference between then and now.
Wow.
Well, I think it was Albert Einstein that said, and I'm paraphrasing the quote, but there was a conversation that he had about technology. He feared the time when technology would surpass the human brain because, and I'm paraphrasing what he said, but he thought it would dumb our society down. And you look at it now, most people need a calculator to do basic math.
Yep.
They can't figure it out on their own, or they're just lazy and they don't want it. But we've got about a minute left. And
if that, yeah.
Here's another one. For taking away our charters, abolishing our most valuable laws, and altering fundamentally the forms of our government. Now, this is what the king did, and this is what we drew arms on.
Very nice. I love your guys' quotes.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you guys later. Thanks for listening to KCNR 96.5.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.